And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to Fisherman's Landing, right next to the Searcher here in San Diego. And we have a great guest. Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher is here with us to talk some fishing. And boy, do we have some fishing to talk about. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show today is going to be, and what good timing to have Captain Art in here, man. There's some fighting fish right now.
Yeah, good morning, Captain
Art. Good morning. Hi, thanks for having me.
Searcher is ready to go. We see that bait tank back on the boat. Whale season's over, and it's time to go fishing, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the plan?
Go for fish.
Yeah. Go catch some fish.
Go get them.
When are you going to start running?
Friday, May 13th. So
Wow. Coming up
next
pretty
weekend.
Soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Starting earlier. Yeah.
Perfect timing with the weather.
With the weather?
Yeah. A little bit of weather this week, I think.
Is there?
It looks like it. Yeah.
I'll stay home.
Yeah. It's the wind stinks and it's been driving us crazy because it has been. It's not been an easy condition, but boy, the one thing that's been on the plus side of it, that bluefin has not cared one bit. You know, at the beginning of the year, it's like, oh, great, and he wants to blow 25 knots. We'll see what happens to the fish, and we'll see where they. Man, I don't think there's been a time when the guys have. I mean, sometimes adverse conditions don't provide the most comfortable whatever ride or sleep or whatever, but the reason you're there is to go fishing, and that fish has bit through every little bit of weather this season has thrown at us. You know, there hasn't been a time where it's fallen off.
Yeah, you've been talking to the guys, right? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, just along those lines, you know, we've had, it seems like every week there's been a front here the last 6 weeks or something like that. And, you know, what we see over time is that when the front goes through, maybe the water rolls over a little bit and that changes conditions and maybe the fish move. But even with a couple degrees in a decrease in water temperature, that fish is kind of hanging out in the same spot and has been now for a couple months or longer. And so it's been pretty consistent. So that's exciting.
Are they? Is it because of feed? Is there just a lot of feed in the water?
Well, you've heard me talk about food source in the past, and that's they're happy. There's a food source there that's keeping them around. Food source, water conditions, and so there's something going on there that they like because it's not like they're here one day and then gone the next and, you know, everybody has to fan out and try and relocate them. They're kind of sort of in the same zone, so that's encouraging.
Yeah. So the thing that has changed in the last week seems like, it seemed like while I was in Loretto, it kind of changed because we had some good weather and some good fishing, is instead of just being a strictly night bite, there's a lot of daytime fish too, right?
There has been, yeah. I saw Ryan Boston's catch on the San Diego. Of course, he had all his regulars on there, so that made a difference as far as, you know, hook to land ratio. But yeah, that was during the day. I mean, you see the Grande and the San Diego and the Liberty, they're doing 5-to-5 trips, so that's during the day.
There is
getting
no
them
dark.
So they're not fishing at night, so
yeah.
But you know, the report from last night was really good fishing on that 20 to 100 pound fish. Jeez. I think the majority of it was 25 pounders, but there was some other bigger ones mixed in and
big bruisers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the Tackle Shop boys got out on a little busman's holiday, right, on the Shogun?
Yeah. We had
speaking of daytime fish, right?
Three of our guys, Ray and Dallas and Vince, all made it on a day-and-a-half trip on the Shogun, and it was exactly as Art described. It was very, very good nighttime jig fishing. Exactly what he said, 25 to 100 pounders. Most of their fish were like 30 to 40 pounds, the majority of it, but then as the sun came up, the fast-paced, like, you know, limit-style fishing decreased, but the size greatly increased. It was like you yank and crank and whack them in the nighttime, and then daytime was slower picking off giant ones. And, yeah, I mean, the boys did fantastic. I know Dallas had a fish on a big jig, you know, in the daytime that was around 160 pounds. Vince had one that was 175
Jeez.
Pounds
Jeez.
On a chrome 6X.
On a chrome 6X with a treble hook.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so cool. So, I mean, those guys had great fishing in the dark, big fishing in the day, and close to home.
Yeah.
So cool.
Pretty cool. So, Art, the rumor has it that the volume of fish is amazing this year, and the size seems to be getting bigger. What's your thought on that?
Well, you know, I've said now for a decade, you know, the amount of bluefin tuna that is in our backyard is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, you know, the 25 pounders from last year are probably 40 pounders this year. So, yeah, they're getting bigger. Every day they get a little bigger. So
100 pounders are 125 to 130 pounders,
yeah, they're
right?
They're growing from that food source. They got to eat all the time. So, you know, I'll continue to say, even though there are some people that don't think that it's a local stock, I believe it's a local stock of fish that.
Yeah.
Is multiplying, and you know, I'm sure that SAC has got things lined up for a spotter plane here in the near future, and we're going to get a broader look at what's out there. But you know, everybody that I've talked to that's come in off of trips are just astounded at how much fish is there.
How much fish is there?
It's not surprising.
No, it's good.
It's not surprising. It's good fishing, good news, and we're looking forward to getting out there.
Yeah.
Nobody better to ask this to Art because you've seen, you know, cycles in and cycles out and all the different ways that we've approached fishing, but the really good nighttime jig fishing, is this something that you think we could have been doing before? Like if the fish, I don't know how you'd say it, set up the same way that they are now, have they done that in previous years where maybe we could have caught them with this kind of success? Or are they just very active in feeding. You know what I mean? Like, it just, I don't remember a time where we had crazy good nighttime bluefin fishing in our local fleet before. Do you think this is something that could have been done in years past, or are the fish just, this is just when they're active and now we're catching them and we're able to see them and sonar and get on them better?
That's a great question, and I totally agree with that. We could have been doing this a long time ago. So here's an instance, you know, you make out a watch list, and you're traveling to point B from point A, and, you know, mark down any water temperature changes on the watch list with a position, or if you see any fish. So you get up in the morning at 3:30 or 4 when you're running the boat, and there, here's a note. And there was this big ball of bluefin tuna on the meter 20 miles behind you, but on the watch list, you're headed to point B.
Sure.
So, you know, if we had a stopped and tried in the middle of the night, then who knows?
Yeah.
But I'm sure that that's an example of there was an edge, a water edge, where the water temperature changed. So it went from 64 to 66, and it was over a short distance. And on the warm side, as soon as it got warm, here's this big ball of fish on the meter, and we just kept on driving, you know. Whereas now, you're finding that edge, you're looking for that edge, and you're looking for that big ball of fish at night. And so, absolutely, we could have been doing this.
It could be happening.
You know, back in the 90s when we were, you know, early 90s, when this kind of this whole bluefin thing started, you know, it was all daytime fish. And you know, maybe you had a decent day on daytime fish, and everybody went to bed and got up the next morning, and let's go get them.
Go get them again,
And
you could have been done at night.
Could have been,
yeah.
I think that's a great question, a great point, and yeah, we could have been missing out on some good fishing at night, but we're grateful it's happening now.
Oh, heck yeah, we'll take it. And that we figured it out, right, if that's what the case
certainly,
is.
Certainly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, that great skippers like yourself have done the work and said, okay, let's try this, and it's working. Like all the different changes. I mean, look what's going on at night now. Knife jigs, flat fall jigs, that kind of stuff, you know. No bait at night, right? I mean, pretty much.
There's a sinker rig.
Yeah.
Chance with a sinker rig. Your arm gets a little tired.
Yeah.
You're putting a nose hook bait down there.
Yeah, that's a little easier, right? For sure. Well, tell us about the Searcher. Searcher is such a great platform, and you guys have kept the she just turned 50, is that right?
Well, that was...
That was 2 years ago?
Three
years ago.
Yeah, so...
she's 50.
1970, so
yeah.
3 years
so
ago,
she's 52 years old.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And this is my 40th anniversary on the boat. So.
40th
oh, wow.
anniversary.
Wow, congratulations,
yeah.
Art.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So you had her when she was just a baby.
Yeah, teenager.
A teenager,
yeah.
Like 12 years old.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
For sure. That's amazing. And how has the boat changed over those 40 years you've owned her?
Well, a couple engine changes, you know. New bait tank, you know, new electronics. We put another new radar on this winter, and we completely rebuilt the mechanism for the sonar, the fairing block and the hoist mechanism and all that. And you know, RSW fishing, I mean, catch preservation, you know, that's been going on now for a long time, but you know, in the past, we, you know, when there was Fisherman's Landing canning, you had to freeze everything in order to get it accepted by the cannery, and now we don't do that any longer. So that's been a huge change to have sushi-grade fish that comes off the boat. And there's been a lot of changes, and it's all for the better.
Oh,
all for the better.
No question.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite parts about the whole fleet is, you know, and the Searcher's the most perfect example. She's had 50 fantastic years of fishing, and I mean, is arguably better right this second than it was, you know, 49 years ago. I mean, they're just you know, a guy like Captain Art is on that boat for 40 years and knows that if, you know, we could change it this way to make it better. And there's 40 years of improvements. It's my favorite part about our fleet.
Yeah, and everybody's in lockstep, and we all share info. And, you know, you might try this, you might try that, or hey, we just got this new radar, or
right.
We just got this new sonar, or we got this new meter with this, you know, high definition transducer, or you know, there's just there's so many intelligent owners and captains in our fleet now that try new stuff, and when they figure something out, they pass it on, so everybody gets takes advantage of it, and it just helps the clients, the customers, and that's what we're about, is service and taking care of those people that come out with us.
Yeah, for sure. You guys provide great service. Now, one thing that's new kind of in the whole fleet, and you guys almost kind of invented it, is those ultra limited load trips, and those things are hugely popular, right? So is it 14 passengers on the Searcher, is that right?
Yeah, we can't take credit for coming up with that idea. That was Poole,
Yeah.
He built that Deluxe and started the whole limited load thing, and everybody
But I mean, where everybody
off.
Gets their own cabin and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, you think about it. You know, the RP does it. They have that 18-day trip with 18 customers, and there's 20 staterooms on there. So
yeah.
It was just something that we felt like there was, you know, a need, and so we started doing it, and they're popular, and they're fun.
Yeah. And how many day trips are those, generally speaking?
Up to 8 days.
Yeah. That's nice. Get your own stateroom. Have plenty of time. Do you on those trips? Do you ever have trouble with, you know, you only have 14 people on the boat getting people? Come on, get up! They're biting.
That's kind of it's a problem for the captain more than it is a problem for you know,
it's
they're
like,
biting,
ah.
And you got two guys sitting in the galley, and a couple guys on the upper deck having a cigar and a bourbon or something like that, and they're biting, and so you know
keep them going,
got to get them while they're there type of thing. And you know, I tell this story all the time, you know, when we first started that, and we got this big ball of yellowtail, and so you go back there and there's eight guys fishing, it's like, where the heck is everybody? You know, they're hitting, you know, it's get out there, and it's just kind of, I don't know, it's a laid-back atmosphere, and it's just a pleasure to be a part of.
Yeah. It's a true vacation.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, for, you know, we have this competitive spirit,
oh, sure.
All
come
of
on,
us.
Let's get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys that have ran the boat in relief for me, it's like, you know, you got to lower your expectations as far as your fish count is concerned, because, you know, Brian on the American Angler's got 25 guys, and he just came on and had a stop for X amount of fish, and you got half that. So if you caught half of what the angler did, then
you're doing pretty well.
So, you know, it's one of those things, and it's just, you know, the room on the boat, the room at the rail, all of those things just make it really enjoyable.
That's cool.
I want to see it, just because I've fished the Searcher quite a few times on your standard, you know, which everything the Searcher does is a limited load.
Yeah.
But, you know, the boat's very roomy at full capacity. I just can't imagine what it's like. You know, I mean, you guys just do a good job. The boat is very comfortable with the loads that you take, and I can't imagine what it's like with so few, because on every trip I've done, the boat's big. The walk around from the house to the rails are big. The galley's big. The cabins are, you know, spacious.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, and
it's
the boat's
a big
so
boat.
Comfortable.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about with Captain Art Taylor. Bluefin are biting. Lots of good stuff.
It's gonna be
we'll
a good
fill
day.
You in on our Loretto Rumble when Calfman calls in.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
It's gonna be a great day. Lots of fun and so much cool stuff to cover, man. We would love to hear from you with Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher in the studio this morning. Give us a call if you've got a question. You got a report. report. You got to want to talk about the search, your upcoming trips, whatever you want to talk about today. Let's Talk Hookup is on for you. 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can text the show. The texts have already been pouring in. Some really good texts have already come through this morning. If you're not familiar, the text the show option is a really fun way to participate in Let's Talk Hookup. If you don't want to hang on hold or you don't want to hear yourself on the radio, you can text all your questions to Captain Art, but that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's really easy to get on your Android device. You get it in the Google Play Store, your iPhone, you get it in the App Store. Just search Let's Talk Hookup, download the app, totally free, and not only will you be able to text the show, but you can listen to archive shows, you can get a little more information about Let's Talk Hookup. It's a really free, it's a really fun and free app, and the only way that you can text in your questions, the only thing we ask is when you do send a text, to make sure that you include your contact info, so if you're the lucky winner of the big prize at the end of the show, we can get a hold of you and get you your goods. So make sure to include your name and then a phone number to call you back. Speaking of prize, man, do we have a killer one for you today. Somebody's going to win a brand new AFTCO Reaper windproof zip-up jacket. So we'll get your size, and you're going to get that killer AFTCO Reaper, yeah. Probably their most popular jacket.
Is it really?
I don't see how it could not be.
Yeah, it's such a great jacket.
Perfect.
It's got that, you know, if it gets cold, it's got that the neck piece, that mm-hmm. The gator that pulls up automatically built in there. Art, I know you're on the AFTCO pro staff.
Yeah, but I don't have one.
You
of those
don't.
Jackets,
I mean, Art, you've
so
got to
nice.
Get an AFTCO Reaper windproof. The Reaper itself, the pullover, is fantastic. But I like a zip up, and this answers the question and more.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a good one.
It's light, so it was especially for Southern California. But it's totally windproof. It's, you know, the water beads up. Roll. It's just it's awesome. It's a really, really cool
jacket. Somebody's
going
to win it today.
You got it. Again, either a caller or a texter. Give us a text through the app. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. And how we determine the winner? At the end of the show, we're going to basically pull a potential winner from the caller list and from the texter list. Captain Art's going to flip a coin whether the prize winner comes from the call side or the tech side, and you're going away with that brand new Reaper. So when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be taking your phone calls, reading your texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Rock
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Spruit West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Captain Art in the studio. Again, if you want to get through on our jam-packed phones, it's 213-432-1090. Or keep those texts coming. Lots of great text messages already coming through.
You can only text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app, which, by the way, when I was flying back from Loretto, I was able to download those on my phone via the Let's Talk Hookup app and listen to you guys from last Sunday. Great job. Thank you very much. Brandon did a fantastic job with Corey. And, of course, you guys are all good buddies. And good job, Brandon.
That was a fun show.
He was so fearful of coming on, and he was like total natural. So
I don't know why, because I work with Brandon every day, and he's just, especially on the subject of fishing, there are few people that are more confident and, he's really good at it. And I always joke, like, I like to go a lot. My buddies go a lot. I don't know a person that fishes more than Brandon.
Yeah. And then he goes, right after the show, he goes out and whacks the sea bass at Catalina with white sport fishing.
Yeah, they had a really nice day.
So, yeah, lots of good stuff. So thanks to you guys for doing that.
Yeah,
of course,
fun.
When Cass calls in, we'll talk about our fantastic fourth annual Loretta Rumble that we had. It was a good one.
I got the preview report, and I'm ready for the whole thing. It sounded really good.
Oh, yeah, and Cass, of course, did a great job, and everybody did. So we'll fill you fully in there. But phones are packed. They want to attack the Captain Art.
You got it, buddy. Let's jump into him and talk to Jeff. He's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, Pete. Nice talking to you again.
Hey, good morning.
I think I'm going to jump in front of Cass and give you guys a quick update and my thoughts on the Loretto Rumble.
Go ahead.
Yeah, right on.
The fishing was... You know, some guys got 6-8 huge yellowtail, and another boat might get 0. That's fishing.
Sure.
You might catch them on a stick bait. You might catch them on a downrigger mackerel. It's fishing. Plenty of fish, plenty of great table fare on the day after the tournament. You know, filled the cooler with the Cabrera, Cabrilla. They were jumping all over the place, man, all over the place. The second point, the people on this trip are just men and women of integrity and class, all really great people, friendly, probably more women fishermen than ever, Pete, in the 3 years it's been going on. The guys
For sure.
I'm with, I don't want to say, but we've already committed to next year, and I know it's limited spots, so I don't want to tell too many people to go.
Yeah,
you know,
no, it's true. It sold out very, very early. And, yeah, that's a good point. That trip is kind of a very couple-friendly trip because, you know, calm waters, easy fishing. You're out at 6:30. You're back at 1:30, and there's plenty of pool time and
you can be done fishing
and stuff like that. Yeah,
you can be done fishing at 11:30.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you're absolutely tired and worn out at 11:30.
Lots of opportunity. Well, it was great to have you, Jeff, and your crew, and we'll look forward to next year, and we'll give a real full, complete report. And thanks for your glad you had fun, and I know I can't wait for next year.
Totally.
It's going to be a fun time. So thanks a lot for the call this morning. You have a great text.
Yeah, definitely. This one. Good morning, Captain Art. I'm on a limited load 7-day in early to mid October. Could you talk a little bit about wahoo fishing? What's the ideal gear and methods? That's from Ed in Ventura.
Nice.
Wow, wahoo fishing. Yeah, boy. You know, the one thing that is kind of my favorite way to fish for wahoo is with a live bait and a wire leader and 40-pound test. You know, you have, you know, anywhere from 40 to 60-pound wire leader. And just a 2-0 J hook, nothing fancy, and you fly line a sardine out there is my favorite way to catch them. And you know you have a chance because those things, you know, obviously they like live bait, so that's the one thing that I'm starting out with. And then, you know, you need wahoo bombs and a rod and reel with a high ratio, gear ratio, so that the retrieve is fast. And you need a stiff rod so that you can get that hook in that bone jaw of a wahoo and a sharp hook. So, you know, you can go on our website and look at the minimum tackle suggestions for a 7-day trip, and there's all kinds of goodies on there that you can access through Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and so you need wahoo bombs. You know what, Rick? What is the replacement for a Raider lure? Because Raider lures were, you know, that was kind of a fad, and they really, really worked. But now they don't make them anymore. But there's a replacement for that.
There's a couple of jigs that are of that style, not quite as flat as a Raider, but that, you know, a similar thing. And Catchy Tackle makes that Sea Strike 33, and they do one that's gold plated like the Raiders were, of similar colors. That's probably the most common replacement. Also, JRI, which is a, you know, newer jig company, they're making some wahoo specific lures that are a little bit longer. So if a guy likes to fish without a piece of wire on his jig, maybe the hook is a little farther back from where you tie the line, a little more protection. And they're you know, they're good heavy casting jigs in bright, flashy wahoo colors, and they come with an upgraded kind of like a higher end, you know, designer style hook on them that's, you know, it's real sharp for getting into that bony mouth. So I would say that JRI and that Catchy Sea Strike 33 are probably the two most direct Raider replacements.
Yeah, and you know, we have Catchy Tackle bombs for sale on board the boat, and you know, I mean, just be prepared to lose some tackle. I mean, that's
part of the deal with wahoo fishing.
So.
So you're tying wire to those jigs, or are you just tying straight and playing your gambles?
I'm going with wire.
Are you?
You know, it's
okay.
Just one of those things where if you get a bite, then your chances go up.
Yeah.
You know, if you get a bite and you got straight mono, then, you know, you're probably going to lose a jig or two.
Yeah, okay.
And that's just that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Are you going to get bit better if you tie straight mono versus wire?
I think that's probably true, but,
yeah.
You know, you're going to lose some tackle.
Lose some tackle and lose some fish.
And lose some fish.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
I always like let the pace of the wahoo fishing dictate it for you.
That's a good idea.
If it's really scratchy fishing and there's not a lot of bites to be had, then maybe you're better off to you know, I mean, who's to say? You can't ever say which of those is right or wrong. You know, I mean, is it better to get a bite when there's not a lot of bites to be had, or is it better to capitalize on the only bite that you get and make sure that you had it with a piece of wire? But I always, for me, like, if the wahoo fishing is pretty scratchy, I'll usually not fish wire, knowing that I'm going to lose a little bit of gear in the process, but maybe the number of bites that I get will help since there's not a lot of bites to be around. And if they're biting a little bit, Dude, give them a wire. No reason to donate tackle or something, because Wahoo gear's not cheap too.
No.
You know, I mean, the a lot of those jigs are in that $20 world these days, and you go through a few of those things, like that's some real bucks you can lose
for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, good question, and thanks, and have a great 7 day. Is that a limited load ultra?
I believe he said it was. Yeah.
14
passenger.
With
yeah.
Seven. That sounds too good.
The problem with that is, you know, the troll team takes up half of the boat. You know. That's read our
goal. Or that could be an advantage.
Yeah, you're right.
All those guys trolling and out of the way.
That's a good point. Well, hey, very cool opportunity coming up before we talk to Cass. I want to remind everybody, Dana Landing on Mission Bay, they're having their huge summer kickoff sale. It's next Saturday, May 14th.
1 week from today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It all starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup at 7. I'm really looking forward to that, looking forward to seeing everybody, because not a ton of live broadcasts this year. And Dana always does such a great job. They're going to have a free Bloody Mary bar that opens at 8 o'clock. Corey Sandin, our great co-host and partner, is going to be doing a seminar at 10. Dwayne Diego is going to be doing a Bluefin seminar. That starts at 11. There's going to be free lunch at 12:15 by Traeger and Salty Crew Beer. Most everything is on sale in the store, like 15% off clothing, footwear, and sunglasses. They're going to have buy two, get one free on all hooks and jigs. They're going to have free Spectra with reel purchases. Plus, there's going to be 20 vendor booths and more. Don't miss it. It's an awesome event next Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, 1 week from today, May 14th at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. You can check danalanding.com for some more info.
It's going to be a fun time.
Big,
we'll be there.
Big sale.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
And starting to be nice to see everybody at our live broadcast, too, for sure. Hey, buenos dias, Cass man.
Hey, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Pedro, Ricky, and Art. Hey, Art, before
Good
we
morning.
Begin, I just wanted to make a comment that both of yours that does not look the age it is. I mean, you keep that thing in pristine condition, and it's definitely a pride of ownership that you have on that that boat. It's a great, great fishing platform, and I really enjoyed my trip with you. But
thank you
anyway.
So much.
Yeah, we'll follow up on Jeff's comments there earlier in the show here about the Loretto Rumble, huh?
Yeah, it was so much fun. Loretto still is Loretto like it was many years ago, but, you know, just some nice, it's gotten a little nicer, nice restaurants and great hotel, the La Michonne there, right on the boardwalk there, you know, and ocean view rooms, and just the whole atmosphere in Loretto is, I look forward to going back at least once, sometimes twice a year there, and the fishing is always, I say, always good. Sometimes it's better, but I've always had a good experience fishing there. And the yellowtail this year were pretty good braids, especially that first day. We got some big fish. You know, the winning fish, Andrew Varos, had a nice 30.59 yellowtail. And then we had second place Joe Barsimo at 29.78, I think it was. And Dr. Michael Clayton had third place with one just a couple ounces behind Joe's at 29-something. I can't remember the exact. But, yeah, it was fun. Had great great awards dinner there. Handed out some great prizes. And but, yeah, it's a great fishing trip. And I know you really enjoyed that trip, Pete.
Yeah, it's really. And just the town, the people there. You know, I was thinking there are so many good restaurants in Loretto that you can walk to. That you could be there for 10 nights and eat in a different fantastic place every night. Yeah. It's that good. I mean, there's some really, really great places. And the Pongeros there, Danny Telemontes does such a good job with all the different Pongeros that we fish with. And I didn't hear one complaint, well, my captain wasn't very good. I didn't hear any of that, you know. And it was because everybody, all the guys there are good, right, Pass?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, these guys aren't just newbies. They just didn't, you know, come up, get on a boat and go fishing. These guys have, growing up, their fathers, grandfathers were fishermen, their fathers were fishermen. They've been fishing, you know, with their dads since they were, you know, able enough to get on a boat and pull on fish. So even when they couldn't pull on fish, they'd still be out there with their dad just spending the time on the water and learning the trade at such a young age. So these guys are all experienced and a lot of fun to be with.
A third of them are all named Davis. Literally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's like 30% of Loretto is named Davis.
Okay.
Yeah. Comes from the pirate days, right, Cass?
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the...
Or Harold Davis maybe was down there in the early days. You know, who knows,
maybe
right?
More likely.
Yeah, well, there was some Englishman that jumped ship years ago. That's what I got the rumor was. And his last name was Davis. And I guess he'd been at sea quite a while, so he couldn't wait to get to shore.
Yeah, it's cool. But, yeah, it's like family down there. They're all like a big family down there. And that's what makes it so nice. And
you said something about that it... is so true, and you know that you could walk to a different place to eat, and that's what's so cool about that town is it's so easy to navigate. It's small, you just walk to every restaurant. It's an easy town. People are really friendly. It's such a perfect fishing destination. It's easy to get to. It's inexpensive. I love it.
No, it's a good spot. And Cass, you had everything so dialed in with La Mission and Danny and the boats and stuff like that. It was. And with the transfers from the airport, it was absolutely as usual as a cast tourist trip always is, seamless.
Well, you know, it's just something that I take pride in and make sure, you know, all my ducks in a row and we don't have any hiccups, even though every now and then we do get a hiccup, but sometimes it's beyond my control, but we try to get it corrected right away and so that everybody goes home happy. But, yeah, as far as dates for next year, I'm waiting for the hotel. Let me know. We're trying to avoid that race that was coming in there on Wednesday. It was rocking and rolling, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
luckily the band shut down early, so I did get a good night's rest.
Yeah. If we have to deal with that next year, it's not too bad. But it's still...
Yeah. So anyway, like I said, I'll have dates, and we'll be sending out a story with pictures.
Yep.
To our email blast, and I'll send you a copy so you can send to your people there, Pete, at Let's Talk Hookup. And that'll go out this coming week. And next year, like I say, we limit this to 25 rooms and 25 boats. And that's it, max. Once those are gone, we don't get any more. I want to keep it just the right amount of people, right amount of boats. And
that's perfect.
Easy to manage.
Perfect, easy to manage. Yeah, so like I say, it's very popular, sold out very, very early. If you want to go get on the list, call Cast Tours and get on the list. One thing I want to make note of, too, is that I was able to, thanks to Ricky and Cesar, I was able to take down a couple of Phoenix rods, the new Red Eye series, or not
Travel.
New, the Red Eye Travel series rods. So impressed with that rod. By far, for a heavy rod, for pulling on bigger fish, that Phoenix Travel Red Eye series, which you can't get right now, but they say that they're going to come back in the summer. They're on order. They're on a crate somewhere. But it's really a well-built rod that has power and works for travel.
And not just heavy, though. That's what I like about them. I have three of those. I have one that I fish with a Tranx 300, one that I fish with a little bigger reel, like a 25-pound size reel, maybe Tranx 400, and then a bigger one that I fish a Tac 12 on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's so nice that you can have three-piece travel rods. It'll cover you from casting a swim bait up to, you know, pulling on 30-pound yellows like you guys did at Loretto. Like, they did a really nice job with those.
Yeah, they did. And when they become back available, highly encouraging. You know, the days of taking long rod tubes because of the quality of travel rods now, I can tell you for myself, I'm done. And Cass, you too, right?
Yeah, you know, Pete, I've been into the travel rods, you know, for the last three or four years. And I do have three of the Phoenix rods and three-piece. Fit in my roll-on bag real easy and don't have to worry about that rod tube and carrying that around through the airport and out of the airport. And it's just made my life so much easier. And, Pete, those rods, like I said, the ones the 2050 that I've got, both have that in a conventional and also a spinner. I've gotten tuna over 100 pounds on it, and those things do not break. I'm telling you,
they are
fantastic.
They're built right. Yeah,
yeah. No, you know, like I said, initial investment, it's good. You know, it's a little bit of money, but once you're there. It's easy, man. Go to the airport, check in your bag, you get to your destination, put your rod together, and, you know, you're ready to go. And it's, like I said, it's made my life so much easier because I do travel a lot. So
I was just going to say, they're not cheap, but by no means are they crazy either. You know, I think they're in, like, the $300 world, which, that's nothing to shake a stick at. But, like, fishing rods have gotten... it's just such a high end thing now that they're, you know, it's a very quality rod at a, you know, at that mid high price. Like, they're not crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, Cass, man, go ahead.
They're a good looking rod too. It kind of you know, makes you shine a little bit, you know. Anyway, that's a report for this week. I'll be talking to you guys next week, and like I said, I will be sending out the Loretto Rumble story and also the Pesca Panama story this next week. So it'll be on circulation soon.
Thanks, Cassman. Thanks for a great trip, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys. Take care.
Thanks, Cass. You better put Cass down for some rest, man. Back-to-back Panama to Loretto. Like
He was on the ground for like 12 hours from Panama, and then he gets on the plane again.
I don't know how that guy does it.
81 years old.
He's the man, no doubt.
Stud.
That's it. Well, hey, that our Cash Report's wrapped up. Sponsored by our good friends at Anza Knives. They're handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're much easier to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more and get the Fish Pro Series available at Fisherman's Processing. When we come back, we got a lot of phone calls coming your way. We got more text or messages coming up. We got catch reports later in the show. You stay tuned. Lots of great stuff coming up. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly. Hey, great gear from Shimano, and when we're talking about big bluefin, there's only one that you need, and that is the Shimano Talica, for sure.
Right now, nighttime, flat fall, knife jig fishing, how do you not have that Talica 20 in your hands? It's big, it holds a lot of line, it's powerful. If you catch a 25 to 40 pounder, great. And if you catch a 125 or 140 pounder, you still have the guts to deal with it. And that's really important with this kind of mixed grade fishing that we have right now, because you really could be that. You could get a 140 in your first drop and a 40 pounder in your second one.
Yeah. And another big, huge thing about Talica is they come in a variety of sizes, the 8, the 10. You can catch big fish on that 10,
no
too, man. No
it.
Problem at all. The 12, the 16, the 20, the 25, and then the beast, the 50. You're talking about fishing the kite or something like that. You just turn the handle and they come to you.
Crazy. The amount of torque and drag pressure that those things make, they're easy to wind, there's good free spool. It's the nicest two-speed ever made, in my opinion.
For sure. Shimano Talica. Two-speed at your local Shimano dealer.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed a tool for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
To find dealer locations and to find everything an angler needs, visit ATFCO.com.
Cook up, having a great time here this morning. The phones are absolutely packed. Everybody wants to talk to Captain Art. Again, your shot to get through is at 213-432-1090. Let's jump right in and talk to David. He's calling us from Burbank this morning. David, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Captain Art, Pete.
Good morning.
Rick. I just want to congratulate Art on his 40 years of ownership. What an accomplishment. You know, about 10 years ago, I went on a day and a half trip on Lick Talk hookup trip on board the Searcher, And, you know, if I'm going fishing in San Diego, I'm going aboard the Searcher. They just make you feel at home aboard.
Yeah, it's a good
thing. Thank you for the kind words.
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, great. Well, hopefully you'll get back on the boat this year and go catch some big tuna. Look forward to it.
I had two questions for you. One for Pete and Rick. What's your favorite knife jig? And one for Art. Did Kenny come with the Searcher when you bought it?
Kenny, kind of in a roundabout way, yeah. You know, Kenny and I have known each other for, well, over 50 years now, and he's actually going to be back on board helping us out on a relief basis this year.
Rad.
So, yeah, Kenny kind of came with the boat. Yeah, I mean, he worked on there before I started running it, and... Yeah, he has pretty special connection with the Searcher, yeah.
So he's coming back for celebrity appearances.
Well, more than that. Yeah. You know, his shoulders are rebuilt, and so he's healthy again, and he wants to work a little. So
that's great.
Yeah, it's good to have him back aboard.
I love that Shimano Flat Fall 250 gram. That's my go-to. Rick?
Yeah, same. I mean, I think, you know, hard to beat the classic in terms of, you know, the knife jig being a different shape. Shimano's got one that has been around for a while in the Shimano Japan side of things and is now available here, although I haven't really seen it shipped yet, or at least much of it, and it's called a Shimmer Fall. And the next round of those is supposed to be out soon, I think in the middle of this month, so we'll see those a little bit more. But that is your very traditional knife jig shape. So where the flat fall seems to be like really gaining its strength again is when the fish are, you know, now that this fishery is becoming more popular and we're kind of dialing it in, the depth that fish is at kind of dictates the style of jig that you're fishing, and then also the wind and condition that you're fishing in. If that fish is, you know, if Captain Art is seeing that fish and it's deep and it's windy, having a true knife jig, you know, that long, slender style jig that sinks very fast and potentially is relatively heavy, makes a really big deal to get down to where that fish is out and not be too scoped out. I couldn't tell you why. It doesn't seem to make any sense to me. If, like, you're in the zone, you're in the zone. But those lures do not seem to get bit very well when you're way scoped out, when your line's at, like, a 45-degree angle. Like, most of the bites come when it's straight up and down. So if it's deep, you want a bigger, heavy knife jig. And when that fish is sticking with the boat and maybe there's a little bit of bait sprinkled around and those things are up high, that's when the flat fall really comes to shine, because it flutters and shakes while it's falling, so it's not going to sink down nearly as fast to get to them when they're a lot deeper, but when they're up higher in the water column, it's going to stay in the fish a lot longer. So both have their advantages for sure.
The other ones I haven't fished yet, but really look good, are those Sea Falcon knife style jigs. If you're looking for a true knife style jig, that new Sea Falcon, check that out. Those are really nice and sink very quickly. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Have a great text from Mike in Yorba Linda, and he says, I have two questions for Art. I have a Talica 10 with a 30-pound, and a Talica 12 with 40-pound, and a Talica 20 with 100-pound. I'm looking for that ideal 60 to 80-pound reel rod setup. And Art, are you planning to go on the road like you did last year at Turner's Fishing Seminary? I know you did some seminars at Turner's Outdoorsman. So have you scheduled a post, posted a schedule yet at searchforsportfishing.com?
I want to say that we have something on the calendar with Lori Sackow at the San Marcos Turners.
Okay, great.
Lori sponsors trips with us and brings a ton of swag, and so there's something on the schedule for that. We've gone to Oxnard in the past, and I'm not sure if there's anything scheduled with the Oxnard Turners, but I will check with Celia after the show.
And she'll tell you where to go.
Absolutely.
Lily Seal will say, you're going here, right?
Yes.
All right. And, we'll, of course, we'll let you know here on Let's Talk Hookup where
absolutely,
our answer will be. Because
yeah,
we have
you.
Listeners from, you know, Central California all the way to the Baja California. So, and beyond, of course, with the Let's Talk Hookup app, we have listeners all over the country, all over the world, actually. So, that. And then as far as a 60 to 80 pound rake, since you have the Talica 12 and you have the Talica 20, get a 16.
Totally.
Yeah. That's the reel for you. Fit it right into your thing there. You can totally fish 60 and 80 on it. Plenty of line capacity, plenty of spool. Especially if you put Power Pro Max Quattro on that 16, that would be a good call.
You nailed it, dude. No
All
doubt.
All right. Hey, let's go ahead and thanks a lot for that text. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
Mike in Torrance is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot, Pete and Rick and Art. Good morning to you. Hey, I want to take a quick trip down memory lane. Back in March of 93, my mom chartered the Searcher and took the family, 15 of us, down below Cabo, and it was a wonderful lifelong memory trip. We went around Todos Santos Islands. We crawled around them and saw all the nature portion of it. We went to Bonitos, walked on the island, and went to the lighthouse. We saw the elephant seal rookery. We went into the mangroves back in Mag Bay. We pet whales off skiffs at San Ignacio Lagoon. We saw huge boils of tuna off Cabo, the banks there. And then we went inside the Sea of Cortez and did some snorkeling. So, Art, thank you and Celia for running such a class operation. And thanks for taking my family and I down to Cabo on that trip.
Well, you're very welcome. Wow. Thank you for coming with us.
Sounds like a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, those whale trips are something else. Yeah.
Very special.
If I remember correctly, I want to say that there was a memorial involved in that trip as well, Mike?
Yeah. We spread my stepfather's ashes at San Ignacio Lagoon, and we took a shot of Alberto Springs whiskey. And I hadn't been drinking in years and took a shot, and it was a good time. And thank you very much for that. That was his best vacation ever, paying the whales. So we went down to recreate it as a group and a family, and my family remembers it very well.
That's that cool. is awesome.
Thank you so much.
Man,
really
what great. A great call. That was cool, Mike.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, we got another great text coming through. This is, I was on the Searcher for the first time last year, and I really look forward to going again. I think the most memorable part of my trip was the crew. Captain Art and the crew treated everybody and really made an incredible family atmosphere. For those that haven't fished on the Searcher, you're really missing out. And I really, my question is, I really appreciate the ongoing Tackle Tip Thursdays that you do on your social media. How do you come up with all the topics and what's next? And that's from Eric in Fallbrook.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for coming with us, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the future. Tackle Tip Thursday, I think we're on like 180 of those things.
Wow.
No kidding.
No, they're
so
great. That's on your Instagram as well as your Facebook page.
Yes.
Searcher Sports.
And the website, yeah.
And the website.
You know, what we've done recently is we've put a plea out there to anglers and clients. You know, what would you like to hear about? And so recently there's been comments and questions come via the website. You know, show us a connection.
That's cool.
The latest one was, please tell people about wind in your face.
I
and
saw
so
that.
We
that was great.
We did that, and so that's been kind of the source of new topics. And you know, we're getting to the point where, I mean, I don't want to say we're struggling to have topics, because there's always more info out there. There's new stuff that we can cover and that sort of thing. But that's been a great source, is people sending us a message via the website.
Just
please go over this topic.
Send you an email or whatever.
That's way cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cover this and Tackle Tip Thursday. And that's every Thursday.
Yeah.
You come up with something. It's on your social media. Search for Sport Fishing.
Tackle
you can
Tip
link
Thursday.
It all,
yeah.
Link it all through the website, I'm sure, or the Facebook or Instagram.
Absolutely.
Page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The guys in the tackle store always know what's going on when Aaron comes through with a phone and a recording. It's like, it's
Tackle Tip Thursday.
Yeah, it's on, you know.
Yeah.
And then Vince yesterday or the day before, he said, hey, what's up? I haven't seen my Tackle Tip Thursday yet. I said, well, it's not my department. You need to talk to Aaron.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including another full hour coming your way, and a check-in with the catch report, and this one's going to be a good one. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewrich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check resortkonakai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.